With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Montana will no longer require out-of-state travelers to quarantine for 14 days starting June 1st. Governor Steve Bullock also announced Phase 2 of the state's economic reopening plan during a press conference today. Montana takes another step toward reopening as it has the lowest number of confirmed COVID-19 cases per 100,000 people in the country.
We cannot prevent all COVID-19 cases. But there are things that we can do that will allow Montanans to have some sense of a normal life while still preventing major outbreaks or overwhelming our state's healthcare system.
Under the next phase, starting on June 1st, the state is continuing to encourage people to stay at home if they are over 65 years old or have serious underlying health conditions. Bullock is also giving guidelines to telework when possible, practice good hygiene like frequent hand washing, and continue physically distancing 6 feet away from others. Under Phase 2, restaurants, bars, gyms, and some other businesses can open up to 75% capacity. The governor's directive increases group size limitations. Bullock says to avoid groups larger than 50 people when physical distancing cannot happen, and social distancing is always recommended. Montana has had more than 470 lab-confirmed cases of COVID-19. 18 are considered active. 16 people in Montana have died due to the virus. Montana's top political cop says a secretive group that aired election ads, including images of Republican gubernatorial candidate Tim Fox, violated state campaign laws. According to Commissioner of Political Practices Jeff Mangan, ads by American Prosperity Group that aired from March 24th through April 1st were at odds with dark money laws, intended to prevent anonymous spending in politics. The group has not registered with state or federal elections regulators. The Billings Gazette reported a Helena resident filed a complaint about the ads. A law firm that said it represents American Prosperity Group argued the spending occurred more than 60 days before the June 2nd primary, so it did not need to be reported. Ballots went out to all registered voters on May 8th. The case has been submitted to the Lewis and Clark County Attorney's Office to determine if they will prosecute or return it to Mangan's office for enforcement. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks today announced the first suspected case of chronic wasting disease in a new area in the southwest corner of the state. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Earlier this month, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks euthanized a white-tailed buck displaying symptoms of CWD in the Spring Hill area north of Bozeman. On Tuesday, the agency said initial test results showed the animal may have been carrying the fatal disease, which affects the nervous systems of deer, elk, and moose. CWD is not known to be transmissible to humans. However, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advises against consuming animals that have tested positive. CWD was first detected in Montana in 2017 and exists along the state's southern and northern borders, as well as in neighboring states and provinces. The first detection in southwest Montana was in December near Sheridan. During the coming hunting season, FWP plans to focus part of its statewide surveillance efforts in southwest Montana. The agency is in the process of reviewing possible strategies to manage the disease. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
The University of Montana's executive vice president and provost is leaving for a new position in online education. Edward O'Brien reports.
The University of Montana hired outgoing provost John Harbor just over 2 years ago. Harbor came to Missoula from Purdue University, where he served as an associate vice provost and the executive director of digital education. UM President Seth Bodner Tuesday announced Harbor is leaving in July. He's returning to the Purdue University system, this time taking a new position with Purdue University Global, an online program. The Missoulian reports Harbor carried out academic budget cuts and restructuring following a $10 million enrollment drop-related budget shortfall. In fall of 2018, Harbor announced UM would cut $5 million by 2021. Reed Humphrey, dean of UM's College of Health, has agreed to serve as UM's acting provost during the national search for Harbor's replacement. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
A digital currency company has announced the closure of its Montana data center and the initiation of bankruptcy proceedings. The Missoulian reported Toronto-based Hyperblock Incorporated announced that its 20-megawatt data center has closed and the company's cryptocurrency mining operations have ceased. Cryptocurrency is a digital currency that can be traded online anonymously, and the value of a unit, such as Bitcoin, can increase or decrease as investors buy in or cash out. Hyperblock leased a warehouse in Bonner, 7 miles east of Missoula. The company announced to shareholders that the Bitcoin algorithm has halved, significantly reducing its compensation. Hyperblock says algorithm halving occurs about every 4 years to limit the amount in circulation. Hyperblock also said its electricity provider, Energy Keepers Incorporated, indicated it would terminate their long-term contract effective May 14th. COVID-19 has claimed another staple of Montana's summer activities. This morning, Cascade County Commissioners voted unanimously to cancel the 2020 Montana State Fair in Great Falls. The Great Falls Tribune reports the decision came during a special meeting held by video conference that was attended virtually by 164 people. The commissioners cited concern of the spread of the coronavirus for canceling the event that was scheduled for July 24th through August 1st at Great Falls' Expo Park. They were concerned whether Phase 3, which would allow large-scale events like a fair, would even be in place in time for the state fair. The Montana State Fair averages between 8,000 and 9,000 fairgoers a day. The cancellation comes on the same day Governor Steve Bullock announced Montana would enter into Phase 2 of its reopening plan starting June 1st. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Cole Grant.